time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, my name is Ben Brown, and I'm the director and curator of the Clark Museum. The museum has an impressive firearm collection, which will be the centerpiece of a free talk on November 19th, beginning at 11:30, by Ken England, who is going to teach us about the history of firearms by utilizing the Clark's collection. This is a free, open-to-the-public event. The largest firearm collection was donated by the Reinhardt family in the 1930s and includes 85 firearms. James Reinhardt moved to Ferndale around 1950 and initially worked as a shoemaker, then a machinist, later opening a sporting goods store in Eureka in the 1920s where he performed gun repairs. The next largest firearm collection came from the now-defunct HSU Gun Club. The original collector who gifted the firearms to the university was James Blake, who moved to Humboldt County in the early 1900s. He founded the Blake Telephone Company, the first telephone system in the Arcata area. The collection was displayed in cases in Founders Hall from the mid-1930s to 1968, when the university passed a rule that no firearms were allowed on campus, even muzzle-loading antiques, and all the firearms were placed in crates, stored in a basement, and quickly forgotten about. In 2014, an HSU police officer contacted us and said they came across crates of firearms, which they knew nothing about, but were happy to donate them to the museum. This collection consists of 17 firearms and related items and includes a 50-caliber octagon-barreled mountain rifle made by Charles Schumacher, a gunsmith from Arcata who may have been this region's only gun manufacturer. He and his several brothers emigrated from Prussia and arrived in Arcata no later than 1856, opening up a gunsmith shop on the plaza. Another rifle most likely made by Schumacher is a 50-caliber plain-style rifle belonging to Captain Liscomb, a prominent member of the Union Company that founded Union, now known as Arcata, in 1850. Liscomb initially settled near present-day Blue Lake on a hill that became known as Liscomb Hill. However, difficulties with Native Americans caused him to move to a farm west of Arcata, where Bret Harte was employed to tutor his children. The last rifle I'd like to talk about comes from the George Albert collection and is a Japanese Arisaka Type 38 bolt-action carbine, which was taken by World War II veteran Carl Stokes as a war trophy from a Japanese sniper he killed at Guadalcanal. Mr. Stokes caught malaria soon after and was sent back to the U.S. for the duration of the war. The Clark Museum always has firearms from our collection on display, with the current exhibit showcasing military firearms, Plains rifles, and a case with Colts, Smith & Wessons, and Remingtons. Please join us for the free presentation by Ken England on November 19th, beginning at 11:30. Ben Brown, Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.